This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So whatever these things were, they were going to give this person the opportunity to see Earth from outer space then?
Right. They were going to take her aboard the craft. And so she said yes. And the next thing she remembers is that she's in this huge thing like a hangar where there's very high ceiling. It was huge. She could barely see the walls on either side. And there are a whole bunch of saucers and other different geometrical shapes. And she was walking across this floor, and there's one of the creatures in front of her, one of them behind her. They're leading her towards this cigar-shaped craft. They lead her up a gangplank and into the craft, a little door, and they walk down the middle aisle to the front of this thing where they sit her down between the two of them in kind of a Star Trek-y panel with a table with a bunch of knobs and lights, and in front of her is a view screen with a picture of the planet Earth. And she sits down, and then they twiddle the dials and move their hands over things, and she sees the Earth shrink in size until it's almost completely gone. And she says the next thing she remembers is that she's in her bedroom, her clothes are still on, she's sitting on the bed on the opposite side from where she would normally come in the room, and she realizes that this is now 3 hours later, and she has no memory of what happened. And as she explained to me, she said, you know, I've never had vivid dreams before. I don't have time to watch TV and go to the movies to see Star Treks and Star Warses and all that sort of stuff. And I didn't have a bad anchovy pizza for supper. I've never had anything that would precipitate this. This is what I had, an experience like this, and so that's why I'm telling you. And I said to her, what do you want me to do now? Do you want me to go public, you know, go put in something in the newspaper or on TV asking for additional witnesses? Can anybody help? And she says, no, I don't want anybody else to know about this. I heard you were interested in this, so this is why I'm telling you. And that's where it stopped. What do you do with cases like that, where the person is clearly not interested in publicity, doesn't want money, doesn't want the world to know, and yet wanted someone to listen to them relate this experience? In that sense, I was a counselor. John Brent Musgrave, a very notable ufologist in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s, he actually published an article in some UFO journals called The UFO Investigator as Counselor and Healer. And in that way, ufologists can act to a limited degree simply by the fact that we're listening, we're open to hearing from individuals who have these experiences, because that in itself can be very, very therapeutic.
But we're getting back to the core question. Okay, we assume, based on what you're telling me, that lots of people are having genuine experiences, but what are they experiencing?
Right, and that is the big question. We simply don't know. I know that there is one school of thought in psychology that people are having dissociative episodes, that for some reason they are believing that they're having these experiences because they're seeking some affirmation of, you know, positive things in their life. Maybe they, you know, have dead-end jobs. Maybe they've had bad relationships. Maybe they're not in a socioeconomic class that they would like to be in. And so they build themselves up and have these experiences and make themselves believe that they have been chosen by the Galactic Federation to spread the word. So, you know, it's certainly one train of thought. And, of course, ufology simply says, well, no, these people are actually being contacted by aliens. And because the aliens are, you know, technologically advanced and are, you know, their mind processes and their sociological processes are different, we simply can't recognize them for what they are. And we think that it's all nonsense, but it's really occurring because this is how the aliens are trying to communicate with us here on Earth. Those are two diametrically opposite schools of thought, but that's the state that ufology is in these days.
I've never been convinced of the whole extraterrestrial hypothesis of UFOs. It does strike me as odd with what you just said with people possibly trying to, you know, like mentally build themselves up for whatever reason by thinking that they've been chosen by the Intergalactic Federation. But a lot of these people have no interest in science fiction and, you know, and a lot of them really no knowledge at all about the whole UFO phenomena. And I would think that there would be a lot more people having, I suppose, religious types of experiences where they say, you know, where they claim that, you know, the angels or Jesus or somebody like that has chosen them and has, taken them for a ride up into the heavens. But we don't hear that very often. Instead, we get a lot of the abduction scenarios. And maybe we're just tunnel visioning ourselves and looking at the UFO phenomena rather than other aspects of this kind of possible disassociative behavior.
But I will point out that my chapter in the book, UFO Reframing the Debate, by Robbie Grayon.
Great book, by the way.
Yeah, rest his soul. That it was titled Our Alien Who Art in Heaven. And in that, I explored the possibility that a lot of what's being reported is, in fact, a religious experience. And I go into detail on, in one of my books, Abductions and Aliens, What's Going On, I go into detail on some of the religious experiences and the religious interpretations of the abduction and contactee phenomena, which has very many parallels. And like you say, you know, that aliens replace the image of God or gods and spiritual entities. And a lot of abductees and contactees believe they've had spiritual encounters. In fact, one trend now is, to use meditation to contact the aliens, to get into trances, to use, the oral beat therapy to put yourself into a trance that you're more receptive to things. And so you're looking to whatever is out there, whether you call them aliens or God or whatnot, to sort of save you. And, you know, Lord knows, pardon the pun, we certainly do need some saving these days. And, the world seems to be spinning out of control. Maybe the aliens, who by definition are more advanced than we are and have, you know, overcome war and pestilence and famine and all that sort of stuff, have figured out ways of surviving and thriving despite all the negative stuff. So, you know, there is a very, very strong possibility that what we're looking at is a religious phenomenon. And certainly the hardcore believers within ufology exhibit religious behavior where they, you know, raise up one or two UFO experts as the ultimate authorities, you know, ignoring all the nonsense that those UFO experts might be stating or claiming and beyond all reason, because, you know, these are the experts, these are the people who are in the know, and they're not really telling us everything because they can't say too much right now. But just you wait, any day now, the revelation will come. And it sounds so much like religion. Any day now, salvation will come. You know, I was just watching one of the installments of the CNN show on Heaven's Gate, an interesting limited series, and they tracked down some of the still surviving members who are still alive. And these are individuals, unlike those who claim that they were not interested in aliens and UFOs and whatnot, many of them were just looking for something. They were really into UFOs. They were looking for ways of, you know, enhancing their spirituality. So they were into everything from TM to having yogi instructors and trying to figure out ways of improving their meditation spirituality. And only through that could they become, attuned to the cosmos in greater and enhanced ways.
Let's break it in enhanced ways, and let's enhance these, and then we'll get back with more enhancements from Chris, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the podcast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, it sounds to me like these various experiences fundamentally are the same, but we interpret them in accordance with our culture. So it's sci-fi terms today. seeing the same thing today, we look at the sci-fi world that we're immersed in. If we were having this 2,000 years ago, it would be, well, any amazing power we can't understand must be from God. So therefore, these entities are emissaries from God. So we're still seeing something happen, and maybe 200 years from now, once we're in whatever generation we're in, whatever culture we have, if there is a culture, they'll see this experience in some other kind of term.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on there, Gene. But here, and then let's ground ourselves and bring it down to earth by talking about stuff that's not of this earth. What then do we do with UFO reports? What then do we do with, you know, some of the claims right now that are being tossed around by some of the UFO experts at conferences and podcasts and on videos that say that the United States government is trying to reverse engineer or taking a close look at some metamaterials that are not from this world, that they're from alien craft, and this is the ultimate proof that the alien craft is there. What do you do with the many, many UFO reports that seem unexplainable? I had occasion just this past week to go through the Blue Book unknowns that had been compiled, and even some of the cases that Phil Plait, the arch-skeptic, arch-debunker himself, concedes were unexplained by some of the Blue Book unknowns. What do you do with those particular cases, and what do you do with the more recent reports by U.S. Navy pilots of Tic Tac zipping around their planes and so forth? What are we to do with all that body of evidence, especially since the Pentagon has created this task force that is greatly overdue in releasing its information and still hasn't produced data that's worth anything? Even the Canadian government, and I have to throw in my Canadian hat here, has created a new project called Sky Canada, which is its own UAP, UFO investigation project, trying to understand what Canadians are seeing. The Canadian government itself is looking into this. So, what do you do when there's all this body of interest in the UAP and UFO phenomenon, and a lot of people are talking in terms of aliens, even though we still don't have any definitive proof or solid evidence that the aliens are involved? We have these you know, all this stuff rolling around, you know, from the physical and the sociological and the psychological. And I've said this in some of my lectures, and I think I have it in some of my books too, that if the UFO phenomenon is not physical in nature, is at the very least sociological or psychological. And any of those three cases, it's worth studying by science. And it's fascinating that there is a surge in scientific interest right now in the UFO phenomenon, even if it's relabeled as the UAP phenomenon.
You yourself, I mean, you were involved in the investigation and then the absolutely wonderful book about the Falcon Lake incident, where, I mean, there's all kinds of physical evidence, but again, you know, there seems to be this mindset that the UFO phenomena is extraterrestrial or it's nothing at all. And a lot of the experts, military, what have you, seem to be unable to look beyond aliens.
That's true. That's absolutely true. In the case of the Falcon Lake case, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, and the Canadian Department of National Defense both said that they had no satisfactory explanation for what had occurred. They waffled. They didn't talk about aliens, and they didn't say that he had made it up. Recently, however, Archdebunker in Australia completely rejected all the physical evidence, saying that it was hoaxed and made up, and that the witness was actually illegally running a still in the woods, and that's why he made up this cockamamie story about aliens, and that's what burned him. Even though there is no evidence that he actually did anything like that, and why would a person who lived in a city with free access to booze have to travel to a controlled government, you know, park, travel into the woods and set up a still to get some hooch? I mean, it's just It makes no sense whatsoever. But in the rejection of the extraterrestrial hypothesis, what else can you do? You have to come up with stuff like that.
I have a crazy, wacky theory here, speaking of crazy and wacky, and I won't have any labels of you guys. In any case, they call me crazy and wacky. Some people suggest we all live in a simulation, which is like some kind of computer-created or controlled environment. And if that's the case, maybe all the stuff that happens to us is a bug. Like we have a bug in a computer program. Our phenomenon that we see, the UFOs, they're all bugs in a simulation.
Well, and of course, I'll go even further than that. You know, people are talking about AI and worried about AI, you know, becoming sentient and taking over. What if this simulation that we're in is inside the AI? And the fact that the AI itself is conscious is what's happening now, realizing that all of this has been the simulation all along. We're inside the AI already.
And as John Keel may imply, the AI or the ultra-terrestrial force is insane.
Absolutely. It is insane. But, you know, science is taking a closer look. I'm not sure whether you know, but I am an affiliate of the Galileo Project. I am part of Avi Loeb's group that is trying to develop techniques for understanding observations of UAP and detecting UAP in the sky. I'm on the board with many, many very, very reputable scientists, from engineers to physicists to chemists, people from the humanities, at institutions like MIT, Harvard, Yale, post-secondary institutions literally around the world. It's just one of a number of groups that are taking a close look at this. I mean, it seems that UAP groups are starting to pop up all over the place. I noticed there was a group called the UAP Studies Center or something like that that just showed up. There's the Scientific Coalition for Ufology. There's a number of organizations, even MUFON claims to have a lot of scientists on board that are studying the UAP reports now.
We'll break here and then we'll have more discussion of more and more scientists getting interested officially in UFOs, a big change. With Chris, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Multiple people shot at the Christiana Mall in Delaware yesterday. Police do not have a suspect in custody. A number of congressional Democrats want trips taken by Justice Clarence Thomas to be investigated.
The 16 lawmakers are asking Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to investigate the luxury trips that were given to Justice Clarence Thomas by a major Republican donor. They want Roberts to look into any unethical or potentially unlawful conduct on the part of Thomas. The group said if Roberts doesn't act, Congress will. Thomas, for his part, has said he was told he didn't have to disclose the trips around the world on yachts and private jets owned by billionaire businessman Harlan Crow. I'm John Schaefer.
The FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone has been halted by a federal judge in Texas. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris Rutkowski, you raised something really interesting here and an interesting change. In the past, if a scientist were interested in UFOs, they would maybe not be regarded as particularly sane. They wouldn't want to admit the fact that they were interested. But now it's the thing for scientists to get involved.
Right. Instead of the invisible college, we've got a very visible college right now of scientists interested in the phenomenon. And I know, you know, a lot of scientists are saying, well, there hasn't been any interest up until now. One of the things that I've done, and I posted it on my blog, is a list of scientific papers and articles that were published, most of them in peer-reviewed scientific journals on the subject of UFOs and UAP, dating back many, many years. And there's, you know, hundreds of examples of this. So it just didn't happen overnight. It just simply didn't happen over the past 2 or 3 years. Scientists have been interested, and many of them have, you know, put their name out there and have not been afraid to go public on some of this. But it's more common now. And I think, you know, it's the type of thing where if you are a scientist at a institution doing research and you want to do something on UFOs, I think you can probably word it in such a way you can get research funding. You can get it published. There are many doctoral and master's theses on the subject of UFOs and UAP that are published every year and have been published. I know that Isaac Coy published on his website a list that was copied from somewhere else of all the dissertations on the subject of UFOs that have been published over the years. And there's hundreds and hundreds of them. So this is not something that's happened overnight, despite what people might think. science has taken an interest in this subject. But now it seems that people are noticing that science has taken an interest in the subject. And what's happening is you're getting people who don't really have a background, who aren't versed in the subject. Some of the people who I've been corresponding with from institutions who are on some of these scientific panels don't know what UFO data looks like. They don't really realize what the numbers are. They don't realize what the typical UFO report looks like. They don't know the history. They don't know David Jacobs' excellent history of the UFO phenomenon that that was published that details it in great detail. Greg Yehigian, history researcher, is coming out with another book, sort of the sequel to David Jacobs' History of the UFO Phenomenon. Fascinating book that goes into great detail. So, you know, the subject has been studied in great detail, but most people aren't interested in what the scientists have to say, believe it or not. They want to talk more about, look at the great video that I shot last night. Isn't it amazing? It clearly shows a mothership flying over.
Or some indistinct lights, which is what it mostly shows. We've had Greg on the show once or twice over the years, and it was a really good session. But with all these scientists involved and now more in the open than they used to be, are they getting any answers, or is it all chasing after something that's not quite there yet?
Well, it's not quite there. I know in the case of Galileo Project, the technology is still under development, so it's going to be at least, you know, a few years before the data is going to be analyzed to the point where we can get some stuff. So it's still in the infancy. I would say scientific ufology as a branch, I don't know, is still a number of years away. It's growing, and it's getting there. But, I mean, it's a slow process. Science does take a long time, and I know people are really anxious to get some results, and people want to know, you know, more about what's going on. They want to know what, you know, how many of these UFOs are alien craft. Well, we're a long way from talking about that, it's getting there. I mean, just today, I saw a posting of an analysis of a sighting by a Mexican, of a pilot, a FedEx pilot, who had videoed something over Mexico in 2020. And it was, you know, it's made the rounds over the years and was resurfaced just today because, you know, somebody, a UFP researcher, did some analysis of the video and of the case, and, you know, talked about, you know, how this was clearly a plasma of some sort, and, you know, might have been extraterrestrial, but, you know, they analyzed the optical properties and, you know, the temperature, you know, the flight characteristics and so forth, assuming that this object was, in fact, you know, not far away from the plane. And the pilot reported that this thing paced the plane for a half an hour before it, you know, seemed to veer away. And I just plugged the date and location into, into heavens above a star and planetary calculator and found that Venus was exactly where this guy was looking. And the whole thing was due to Venus. And I tried to explain that to this fellow who had done the analysis on the, you know, this object that clearly to him was just, a few hundred feet away from the plane, but was clearly Venus. And he wouldn't believe it. He said, you know, that his analysis is right and that my analysis was wrong. Mm-hmm. What do you do with those cases? You know, it depends on your belief. And this goes right back to what we were talking about in terms of religion, that if your belief is strong enough that the aliens are visiting Earth and they're, zipping around planes and whatnot, then that's your belief system. And if you're of the belief system that it's all nonsense and it doesn't exist, if you see something like that, it affects your worldview. But, you know, the belief and is so deeply rooted that it does affect who we are and how we interpret what we're looking at.
Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of a system that guy was using to analyze that footage to come up with those kinds of conclusions.
Exactly. He claimed that he was doing a good photographic analysis. Well, you know, obviously, and nowhere in his paper did he even raise the possibility that he was looking at a planet. So, you know, it depends on the way you look at things, which makes me remind myself of something I just found in a file that I had thought that I had lost. And what it was, this goes back to my days in university, back in the 1970s and into the early 1980s, when I took a psychology course. Now, even though my background is in astronomy and education, I had to declare a minor in something, and my minor was in psychology, of all things. To do that, you know, in your undergraduate years, you volunteer to be a guinea pig for psychology experiments, in your first year anyways. And, you know, it can be anything from, you know, filling out quizzes to, you know, interacting with somebody or to watching a film or all sorts of things. But you're a guinea pig in psychological experiments. That's how a lot of psychological research gets done. You sign your life away and saying that you agree to this type of thing. I was actually in the department where some of the sensory deprivation experiments were conducted, where you would sign up and you would be put into a tank for X number of hours or locked in a completely dark room for a week, that type of thing. So it was actually funded by the CIA, according to the rumors. And anyways, but I was just, you know, the types of things I signed up were pretty innocuous. But when I got into my second and third year, I had the opportunity to actually conduct a psychological experiment.
Let us explore this kind of experiment first. Okay, Chris, Gene, and Tim. Chris, why don't you do it this time? You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris Rutkowski, talking about his experimentations. Dr. Frankenstein, let's go on.
It was my experiment! So, what I did is that I wanted to know how intense belief in UFOs is. Is it deep-rooted? Can it be changed? Can I convince you to believe in UFOs if you didn't believe in UFOs? Or conversely, if you do believe in UFOs, can I maybe convince you that maybe it is all nonsense? How strong is that belief? So I was working with a very brilliant psychological researcher, and he agreed to do this. And what it was is that in the 1970s, there had been a lot of UFOs seen in Canada, and one particular video was taken of a UFO that was flying in the sky, and was witnessed by a lot of people. And I had access to this video. I actually knew the videographer, or actually it wasn't video. This was before videos. This is film. I had known the fellow who had taken the film of this. And he actually worked for a television company. So I actually had access to this film. So what I did is that I put together, and this is just during the transition to video, I took the film and edited it. And the film itself, the video, the image itself wasn't changed. You saw this light moving in the sky, which is pretty well all it was. But the narration changed. I had a news broadcaster, a very well-known news broadcaster in our city, make a statement to accompany this image of the film of the UFO and state two separate things. In one set of the video, this broadcaster said, "As you can see, this video was captured by researchers and doing studies in the field. It has not been explained," something along those lines. And that the scientists believe this is an actual UFO. In another version, he said, this image was taken, this film was taken, and after analysis, it was clearly shown that this is not a UFO. So what we did was we surveyed the first years and asked them a whole bunch of questions. Embedded in this 50-question survey was, do you believe that aliens are visiting us? Do you believe in UFOs? That type of thing. And the people who believe very strongly were put in one group, and the people who believed very strongly against were in another group. So you had ardent skeptics and very ardent believers, and we showed them two versions of the video, depending on which group they were in. We showed the people who didn't believe in UFOs the one where the news broadcaster explains that, you know, this has been analyzed and shown to be a real thing. And the people who were ardent believers, the broadcaster was telling them that, no, this is really nothing at all. It was explainable. And then we asked them again, do they believe, you know, in UFOs strongly or not strongly and so forth. And nothing we did, we tried several manipulations, and nothing we did could convince the people who strongly believed in UFOs that the objects were simply nothing and that there's UFO phenomena is nothing to worry about. And we couldn't convince the skeptics, the hardcore skeptics, that what they were looking at was unexplainable. So it seems that belief was very, very soundly rooted. You know, if you have that strong belief or strong non-belief, it's hard to change. And I think that's at the root of what we're seeing in ufology today, where you have two camps where either you believe that the aliens are definitely here or you believe it's all nonsense, and there's no way to bridge that gap, which, you know, is a problem.
Well, that's almost like the whole disclosure movement, where people think that, you know, the government's holding these deep dark secrets about UFOs, and that any day now they're, you know, the president's going to go in front of the cameras and reveal that we've been in contact with extraterrestrials. But if that would happen, a lot of people wouldn't believe it. And if just the opposite happened, a lot of people wouldn't believe that.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that a lot of people who, remember, you know, X-Files taught us, you know, trust no one, and you certainly don't trust your government. But now the government's going to disclose everything and we're going to believe them? How does that work? Why should we believe the government now when we, you know, and here, you know, we have the new task force or the AERO or whatever it's going to be called is going to issue its report, and it's going to prove once and for all that these UFOs are, you know, not built by anything on Earth. We're trusting the government to do that, but we're also told not to trust the government. And this goes beyond ufology into politics, of course. Don't trust that political party versus that political party. And, you know, it's a real mess.
The times that I give lectures on this subject, or, you know, some of the other things that I talk about, I often tell people, don't believe anything that I'm saying because I don't believe it. And that kind of, you know, like sets some of them back in their chairs. But I explain that, you know, if you go and establish a belief system about any of this stuff, then it's going to close your mind up to any new information that comes on down the line. And the whole process is learning what's actually going on. We don't know. We want that new information. We want good, vetted information. But if you already have your mindset, your mind's going to be closed with any, you know, for anything that comes in.
Absolutely. I sometimes have said, though, you know, it's good to have an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. And right now we have to step very carefully because there's a lot of gray matter on the sidewalk.
And we're constantly slipping in it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and everybody's got to believe something. And I believe that during the next break, I'm going to get a bourbon.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a good idea, Gene.
Well, if I actually was a drinking person, I would agree with you, but my intoxicants are different.
Whatever cranks your crank, or whatever. How does that work? I forget.
No. People say I'm a crank, I know. I wanted to go back to what we were talking about earlier, and we just fell away from it, trying to say, okay, all these people are being abducted. They see different forms of alleged ETs. They are suffering, many of them, some kind of PTSD or something. Okay, back to the original question. Is it, number one, UFO related or something else? Number two, what is it?
It's a very good question, and I wish we had a clear answer. I do know that in Alan Hynek's original formulation of the classification scheme for UFOs, you know, nocturnal lights, daylight disks, so on and so forth. Then he had close encounters of the first, second, and third kinds. There was no close encounter of the fourth kind that he envisioned. Certainly abductions were known by him at that time, but he didn't include them for a very good reason, is that they don't fit nicely into UFO data. And there's a big push now for acquiring UFO data. The Enigma project is grabbing as much data as it can and is running it all through an AI looking for the really good UFO reports. And Galileo project is going to get its own data because it realizes that previous historical cases, the data itself is largely subjective. And a lot of organizations are looking at UFO data. Interestingly enough, the Canadian UFO Survey, which now numbers something like 24,000 separate UFO reports just over the past 34 years, is one of the only available UFO databases that's in a nice spreadsheet format. And we've been asked by a number of institutions and research facilities for our database so they can run some analyses of their own. And it's nice and very simple to use. But Hynek never included close encounters of the fourth kind, and I noticed recently that some UFO experts are not just including close encounters of the fourth kind as abductions, but they're including the fifth kind, I think, as spiritual contact, and the sixth kind as death from UFOs. But Hynek never included that because, you know, if somebody's talking about an abduction, you know, in terms of UFO data, you look in terms of, you know, what time did it happen? What was the date? Where were you exactly? What was the color of the UFO or UAP you saw? How long did it last? How long was it in sight? You don't have those types of information or the data points for most abductions.
We got more to come. Tim, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.